Extra B, page 36, exercise 2.
On rainy days, Leo often went to the cafe at the end of his street and read mystery stories. "What's happening in your book?" asked Ben. "The story takes place in a big country house," said Leo. "Some guests are staying for the weekend, and one of them has stolen a valuable diamond. I've nearly reached the end of the book." Ben was surfing the internet on his laptop, so Leo went back to his book.
Police Inspector Boot was pointing his finger at Peter Lucas. "I'm arresting you for the theft of a diamond from Lady Bracknell's study," he said. "How could you steal from me, Peter?" gasped Lady Bracknell. "You've been a guest in my house." She was wearing a red dress. Lady Bracknell always dressed in red. "I didn't take the diamond," Lucas cried. Outside, it was still raining. It had been wet and cold all weekend. Inspector Boot just shook his head. "You're lying. Outside the study window, there is a trail of footprints which match your boots exactly. You opened the study window and climbed in." Lucas's eyes were wide with fear. "But that window only opens from the inside," he cried. "I opened the study window when I was working in the study earlier," said Lady Bracknell quickly. "Exactly," cried Inspector Boot. "After stealing the diamond, Lucas took his boots off and carried them through the house to the back door here." Miss Sharple was quietly drinking her tea in the corner. At last, she spoke. "I think perhaps you have made a mistake, Inspector. Young Mr. Lucas is not the thief." Inspector Boot clearly wasn't interested in an old lady's opinions, but Miss Sharple continued. "Mr. Lucas is innocent, and I can tell you why."
Leo turned the page excitedly. Who was the thief? Oh, no! He looked up. "What's the matter?" asked Ben. "The last page of the book is missing," he said. "I'll never know the ending of the story." "Can't you work the mystery out?" asked Ben. "Oh, I don't know." Just then, Anna came into the cafe. She closed her umbrella and walked to the boys' table. "You're wearing my boots," said Leo. "I couldn't find mine," answered Anna. "And I wanted to give you this. It fell out of your book." She gave her brother the last page of the book. "Thanks," said Leo with a smile. "But I think I've solved the mystery anyway. And you've helped me, Anna."